call this meeting to order. Roll call, we have everybody in attendance except Councilwoman Bonzer and Councilman Shortle. General announcement.
Does anybody have a general announcement?
All right, see you later.
Yeah, just on Adrian, she's going to probably have surgery this afternoon for the staph infection. She's on her north side, just, give her any thoughts.
Thank you, Tom. All right, invocation. Meeting honors, please.
At this council meeting, help us to make decisions which keep us faithful to our mission, reflect our values, give us strength to hold to our purpose, wisdom to guide us, and a keen perception to lead us. And above all, keep us charitable as we deliver.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Sorry, at this stage, I'm going to open up for any general public comments. These aren't going to be comments for the public hearing, but just general public comments. Brian, if you could check if there are any cards, please. Yes, so you can just make your one. Okay, Mr. Miller. I'm going to reserve your comment for the public hearing, if that's okay, once I open that up. Okay, with that, I'm going to close the general public comment. And with, let me ask for a presentation from Chris on the
public hearing.
Well, on the platform.
That's really great.
This is the second of three readings that are required for the adoption of the millage rate. The first one was held last week, as you know, and the third will be tonight. There has been no changes to the information that was provided last week. The chart that was prepared by the county for our jurisdiction is the same and reflects the millage rate of 2.74. For the projected revenues. And at this time, I would like to welcome council to open up the floor for public comment.
All right, thank you, Chris. With no objections, I'm going to open up for public comments. And with that, anybody that wishes to speak in favor of the current millage rate, if you would please make your way up to the podium. All right, seeing that there are none, anybody else that would like to speak regarding the millage rate, please make your way to the podium. Mr. Miller, you can take
Realize it seems like we just use it for recording purposes.
Okay, just fine. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I went to some of the hearings prior to the establishment of the city of Dunwoody. They had a meeting at Perimeter College. And at that time, it was my understanding that there would be a guarantee of no more than a 1% millage rate increase. So I'm here today to try to understand why you've come up with the 2 7/8 or whatever the amount is. So if you could enlighten me on that, I'd appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Mr. Miller. Does anybody else wish to speak this time? Please make your way to the podium. Mr. Goldberg, is that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, I haven't had the opportunity to attend any previous meetings. However, I am trying to retire before I expire. And I enjoy working, first of all, and I'm glad I'm still able to work. But I know that as a city, Dunwoody certainly that's going to have its expenses, i.e. the police, and I'm glad to see them. I see a presence in the area where I live. Unfortunately, I live on a busy street, and I don't see anything being done about two things. And this, I don't need to digress, but the speeding on the street I live on, Dunwoody Club Drive, also where Dunwoody Club Drive comes into Spalding Drive, It's a horrible intersection, and I don't even go that way during peak periods. But I certainly understand the need for increased revenue for Dunwoody's operations as such as police, and I'm all for that. However, I'd like to know, how is this millage rate increase going to affect the bottom line of my property taxes? There has been no, I've lived in Dunwoody for 2 years. The property assessment went up both years. I appealed it 1 year, and I got a token reduction by DeKalb County. And my fear is that as I get older and my income will probably become less as I'm not able to work as much as I do now, that I won't be able to live in the area anymore because of being, if you will, taxed out. Because I don't see my income going up. And we live in an economy where, as a consumer, as an individual, I've seen erosion of my buying power. And I haven't seen any decrease in assessments in areas where I live. I used to live inside 285 also. And property taxes either held steady or went up. And my question is, with the economy the way it is, I understand government, their expenses, but I'm having to pull in my waste, my belt. I don't know why other entities, these would be city government, county government, federal government, pardon the expression, can't do the same.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Yes, ma'am, please make your way to the podium, and just let us know who you are and where you live, please, for the record.
Okay, you heard from me last week. My name is Betsy Choder, again, for the record. I was here speaking against the millage rate as it was because, in speaking with Mr. Pike, or not speaking, I looked over the budget that has been presented online for the city of Dunwoody, and I'm sorry to see that we have less attendance now, but I will be here later again. Where I wanted to say that I find that the millage rate that was assigned to Dunwoody is based on a county rate, and there doesn't seem to be any logical or legitimate government purpose for keeping it that way. The city of Dunwoody, Mr. Taylor was so kind to stop and talk to me after the last meeting. The county infrastructure problems are much higher and greater than the city infrastructure problems, and that's what really the millage rate is used for, as well as public facilities. And again, in my mind, we're comparing apples to oranges, where Dunwoody has less facilities than DeKalb County. There doesn't seem to be a reason to keep the millage rate where it was for DeKalb County, for the city of Dunwoody. I think your name is Wittenstein. Mm-hmm. Mr. Wittenstein had mentioned at the last meeting that we need to start somewhere. It's just a starting point. I still don't understand the reason why that starting point can't be lower, at some lower rate than 2.74. Because based on the revenues that Mr. Pike had placed on the internet, and I don't have to go through all of them, it shows that we have revenues in excess of expenditures. His letter that went out even said that it, at the point where it is now, that those expenditures are in line with revenues. There were a few questions I had going through the budget line for line, but in essence, without keeping the millage rate at 2.74, I think we can have a cushion that we can lower it based on the expenditures that would, in essence, help the taxpayers of Dunwoody. You know, the DeKalb County, as Mr. Taylor pointed out, DeKalb County is raising property taxes next year and their millage rate. But I find his argument failed that he's saying, in a sense, we should be happy that we are not affiliated with DeKalb County because theirs are going to be, I think, above 3%. Again, the reason they raised their millage rate is because they lost us. They lost the fact that we were angry about having to fund South DeKalb County with our taxpayer money. And again, I think it's just a dog chasing its tail. We're doing the same exact thing we're saying here. Let's start at a high rate, see that we may have a surplus at the end of the year, and then, again, a rainy day expenditure for 1 year, I don't see the purpose when we could be keeping this again in our pockets and saying next year, okay, we have a reason why we're raising the millage rates. Right now, this first year, we don't have that legitimate government purpose. thank you. You're going to hear from me again later this evening. But thank you for the time for now.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? Yes, ma'am.
I am Shirley McAllister, and I have just a basic question. Are the taxes that you're talking about now separate from the unincorporated property taxes or special services that were on our property tax bill last year? Is this an additional tax that Dunwoody is charging us, or is this part of the unincorporated special services that DeKalb County charged us?
And Shirley, just the protocol in the meeting, right now we take just public comments and protocol, we're not allowed to do Q&A, but I'm going to open it back up to council for council comments, so hopefully your question will be answered once we close this.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Does anybody else wish to speak at this time? Okay, with no objection, I'm going to close public comment. And with no objection, I will close the public hearing. Okay, and I'm going to take executive privilege right now and open it back up for general council comments. I will start down on this end, and Robert, go ahead.
Yes. Let me see if I can provide some information that might help those in the audience who had some questions. And three things, I guess, specifically I want to try to address. One is, everybody should note that in prior years on your property taxes, there was a line item called Unincorporated DeKalb County Services. That line item is going away. In its place, you will see an item for City of Dunwoody taxes. What's happened is the services that you were being provided by DeKalb County, police, roads, are now being provided by the city, and so you're not going to get charged by DeKalb for that, and you are going to get charged by Dunwoody for that. We have set as our millage rate the same millage rate that DeKalb used for that line item last year. So we said all along when we were going through the cityhood effort, and Tom and I and several of the rest of us were up in front of large groups, that we thought we could provide a better level of service for the same amount of tax revenue than what DeKalb was providing. And I think someone made the point that we don't have quite the expense structure that they have, so we can be a little more efficient. And the expectation is that at the same tax level, we can provide higher levels of service. And I think, certainly with police, I think we're demonstrating that. So I think that's what folks should come to expect. One person had a question about the millage rate rising by up to a mil and not up to a mil. Our charter, the one that was passed by the legislature, establishes a maximum millage rate. Tom, help me here. I think it's
3.14.
3.04. So our unless we go...
Sorry, Rob, 3.08,
okay. I had it almost right. So unless we go back to the electorate, unless we go back to the citizens of Dunwoody and ask for an adjustment, without a citywide referendum, the most we can ever charge in millage rate is 3.08. We're currently setting the millage rate at 2.74. So we've got some headroom. We've set it considerably lower than the maximum we could by law, and we could go up a little bit more before we would have to go to the voters and say, give us permission to go above that. Okay? If that helps, I hope so.
Excellent. Thank you, Robert.
Dan?
Yes.
I'll just make one comment. This is not a tax increase. I know you read it in the paper that was such, but this is the first time the city of Dunwoody has ever had to advertise that we are going to have a millage rate. And since last year, they compared that to zero, so that's the reason it was stated as a tax increase in the prior newspaper when it was advertised as such. But this is not a millage rate increase.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Miller's question, and Rob and I were presenting before the city had voted with us last year, the 1% that we talked about, the percentage and millage rates are two different things. I just want to make it really clear. What that was not a 1% increase, it's a 1 mil increase that the city could do. The millage rate you were paying last year on an unincorporated district tax or unincorporated, whatever the line item is, was 2.74. It will remain 2.74. The only difference is it's being reclassified. It's not going to the county. That is coming to the city for the services. So the net change is zero. The 1%, when we talk about it, again, mills and percentages are two different things. So it's not a 2 3/4 or 2 7/8 increase. It's just a reclassification, essentially a wash. The other thing is, just so everyone knows, the assessments are done by DeKalb County, and they're done by counties statewide. The city will not do any property tax assessments, so those are done by counties and essentially out of our control. The third thing is you will see an increase in your property tax this year, and that is because the state legislature rolled back the credit for that. So pretty much anyone in the state is going to see a $200 to $300 increase in their property taxes, but that is not imposed by the city. That's a rollback that the state legislature did. That's going to affect all Georgians.
Okay, thank you, Tom. A couple other comments that I'll add that are a little unrelated, but one on speeding issues within the city. If anybody or any of your constituents have speeding issues, please just contact. You go to the city website, or I wouldn't recommend you call 911, but the police department does have another non-emergency line, or send an email to any one of us. And basically, our officers are going out on requests. We have a whole bunch of requests for speed checking on various roads. So if you could do that, officers will put that down and start checking on a particular street. On another note, on Domity Club, I know we have one machine that that we had budgeted for and bought that checks. It's a radar machine that you might see around town that checks speed limits. There's not an officer behind it, but it does check speed limits, and then it puts everything into the data. I just got that data Friday from Chief, so I'll be passing that along. But we did have it on Domity Club, and that road certainly is an issue road in Dunwoody. The second piece, and I'm sorry, we'll again we can't do Q&A, so we're trying to. And once we break, we're all here to chat as well. So please keep that in mind. The other thing I'd like to point out on Spalding and Domity Club Drive, that intersection is actually Sandy Springs and Fulton County, and it's been in the works for years and years and years, 6 or 7 years trying to get, I know the DHA is spearheaded trying to get first Fulton County to fix that intersection and now Sandy Springs. And the last I've seen, that is actually budgeted, the design is done, so we should be seeing work on that intersection here shortly, and I don't know in governmental terms what that timeline is, but it should be shortly. And again, that is in Sandy Springs' hands, so that hopefully will provide needed relief for everybody. So that was my only public comment to Tom.
The only thing I've got, if you have speeding issues, the non-emergency number at the police department is 678-382-6900.
And again, emails for any one of us, email any one of us, and we'll get that into the proper hands to get radar units at any particular location that legally allowed to have radar. There are some streets that you cannot have radar because of the pitch or other reasons of the road. Okay, with that, I'm going to open up. Yes, Robert?
Yeah, let me just make one more additional comment. Everybody should understand that there is a good chance that the amount of tax that you will pay to the city of Dunwoody will be slightly larger than the amount of tax that you paid in unincorporated tax district taxes last year. The millage rate is the same, but as Councilman Taylor said, the state was providing you a little bit of a rebate, right? We were collecting money statewide, and then they were distributing it back to cities and counties to give you a rebate. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense to collect it and then give it back to you. I guess that makes them look generous. But that's going away. There are two other things that will have a very small impact on the level at which you're being taxed by the city of Dunwoody. One of those is that the county collects one penny in sales tax. A percentage of that gets distributed to residents in the form of a host tax credit. That amount varies from year to year. depending on how much they collect and how many homeowners there are. When we created the city of Dunwoody, we realized that that tax credit wasn't going to apply for city taxes. So we built into the charter an approximation of that tax credit. And in the last several years, if you look at how much the county has given you back, it's been about a mill. Has been rolled back off your property taxes because we voted to pay this extra one penny sales tax. We created a one mill host-like credit. So in effect, for homeowners, your taxes really, your millage rate isn't really 2.74 mils. It's really 1.74 mils. The amount of money the county gave you back last year was a little bit higher than one mil. You know, the one mil was sort of an average. So you could have a slight increase in the amount that you pay because of that credit difference. The other difference you should just be aware of is that your assessments may have changed. And if your assessments changed, that may impact the amount of money that you owe in taxes. So just be aware that if you take out last year's bill and you compare it to this year's bill, there may be a slight difference. It's not going to be, you know, hundreds of dollars for sure. But there may be little bits of things that change. I don't want anybody to come away from this having heard, oh, your taxes aren't going to go up. Well, what you've heard is that we're setting the millage rate the same as last year, and there's some other things that may impact how many dollars you actually end up paying.
All right, thank you, Robert. With that, I'm going to move to general public comment to close out. Are there any small crowd, anybody that wishes to have the last piece of public comment, you can just make your way, yes sir, make your way to the podium and grab that mic.
You said there was not going to be an appreciable hundreds of dollars increase, but there will be because of the state taking back that so-called rebate. Won't that be said? Thank you.
Catch me after the meeting.
Oh, okay. And the other thing, complication, I guess I'll call the police about it, but that speeding factor thing, the way I understand it, one side of the street is foot, one side is the cab. It seems to me that that would present a logistics problem that getting the two entities that work together, I don't know, would the police be the proper place to start that?
Yes.
Okay, both counties?
Yes, and we can offline as well. We'll talk.
Okay,
yes, sir. Thank you. Any other public comment? All right, thank you very much. With that, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a second to Mr. Ross. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This call meeting is adjourned.